Well, I'm glad I get an opportunity to say Merry Christmas, because I think when we left last week, I didn't say have a blessed Christmas. I didn't say anything, you know. I just walked out, because remember, I was caught, but I was blindsided because I didn't realize that last week was supposed to be the last class. But praise God. Amen. I get this other opportunity to say, you know, Merry Christmas. Y'all be blessed, and enjoy yourselves. Amen. The last 10 minutes of class tonight, we're going to pray in the Spirit. Amen. That's one thing that I always like to do, and we didn't get a chance to do on last week. So here's our opportunity to do that. I had just so many ideas about what I wanted to do in class. So online students, I'm glad you're here, and maybe you can just, join us right where you are, realizing that what is happening here is also going to be happening with you wherever you are, at home or wherever. I did tell y'all thank you for being such a good class. I did share with you that I think one of the reasons that things are so easy is because as Apostle goes deeper, as God takes him deeper and higher, then we go deeper and higher. You know, there's sometimes we think, well, I'm on the bottom. I'm on the bottom rung. Well, when Apostle goes up, you are no longer on the bottom, because even the one on the bottom, you know, you're raised up. Amen? Amen. Amen. So God is definitely, you know, raising him up. And as a result, the students in this school, I want y'all to understand more than anything else, this is not your usual school. This is not school as usual. Amen. What you're experiencing is apostolic. This is something that we have not seen. We have not known. It has not been taught to us. But you are so fortunate to be among the first students to be instructed under the apostolic anointing. Don't take it lightly, and don't take it for granted. There are things that are happening in your lives as a result of the anointing that is on Apostle that you don't even realize now. But when the time comes, you know, all of a sudden you're going to realize, well, I know what to do, okay? And you are going to know what to do. In this class, the class on prayer, and this also goes to our online students, you know, my desire is that your prayer life has been enhanced this semester. If you weren't praying, then hopefully you're praying at least 5 minutes a day. If you were praying an hour, then maybe you're ready for your hour and 30 minutes every day. For our first-year students, this is an introduction. For the second-year students, this is a reinforcement of what you were already taught last year. Amen? Amen. But again, the important thing is you must pray. You must pray. I mean, I can't stress that enough. I will feel like I have failed you if your prayer life has not changed as a result of your instruction this semester, okay? So, I mean, pray, people, pray. Amen. Amen. What I thought I would do, okay, everybody knows that the final exam is coming from chapter 10 only. How many people have read chapter 10? All right. Thank y'all so much. Thank y'all so much. I see some of you online students have read chapter 10. Thank y'all so much. Thank y'all. Thank y'all. Okay. What I wanted to do before I go over, because I did go over it quickly last week because I was trying to cover the whole chapter and it was your responsibility to read it, you know, in the time that we had. But, you know, just to review, this part is not going to be on your exam, but just to review what we've done this semester. Chapter one was purpose in prayer. We said that the most important lesson we can learn is how to pray. That's the most important lesson that we can learn, according to our author. I learned, prayers do not die. Amen. That was a revelation for me. They live before God. Amen. But then we also learned that we got to have fresh prayer. You know, we can't live on the prayer of yesterday. We still got to have fresh prayer. Prayer puts God in full force. And then we went over Matthew 7:7 says, ask and it shall be given you. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. Pivotal verse on prayer. You always want to tuck that in your belt. Chapter 2, we talked about the fire that consumes. Prayer has an incredible power to avert and change the purpose of God. Now, one of the examples that we looked at that really stuck out with me was Hezekiah. Isaiah went to Hezekiah and say, you know, his instruction came from God. Set your house in order, this day, you know, you're going to die. And the Bible tells us that Hezekiah turned his face to the wall and he began to pray. And the purpose of God in that situation was changed as a result of his praying. You know, God told Isaiah, go back and tell him I'm giving him 15 more years. Now, we don't know how many he got. Okay, but the Bible says at least we know he got 15. Then the scripture there, James 5:16-18, tuck in your belt, the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. And I think it might be in the Amplified. It talks about like the power, that there's power in your prayer. Amen. Dunamis power in your prayer. So just remember that your prayer is powerful. You have to stop seeing yourself like you can't pray, that God is not hearing you. God hears you the same way he hears a possum. Amen. When you learn how to pray. Amen. When you learn how to pray, he will hear you and he will answer you. And what he wants is for you to begin to have that faith and confidence in your prayer. Amen. You know, I always tell a story about my mother. She's gone home to be with the Lord now. But she had her prayer partners. I mean, she was a ringy-dingy woman. She would get on that phone, man, and she's going to call this prayer partner and that prayer partner. And, you know, there's nothing wrong with it. But you got to make sure that these prayer partners are believing the way you believe it. Amen. You don't go out and get prayer partners, and the minute you hang up the phone with them and you asking them to pray, and they done call the other sister and say, child, guess what she asked me to do? Well, you know, that's just canceling everything out. Yes. Amen? You know, you always want to let your man of God know when you're going through something. Amen? So that he or she can stand with you. Amen? Yes. But you got to learn how to pray for yourself. For yourself. Amen? Like I say, nothing wrong with prayer partners, but make sure that they're in full agreement, that y'all are believing the same thing, speaking the same thing, praying the same thing. Chapter 3, ask of me. Prayer is legal. It is governmental. Amen? It's legal and it's governmental. John 15:7, if ye abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will and it shall be done unto you. We must pray in the name of Jesus. Now, we come from different walks of life and there, you know, maybe not everybody understands that. We pray to God in the name of Jesus. Amen. For prayer in Jesus' name puts the crowning crown on God. It glorifies him through the Son and pledges the Son to give to you, quote, whatsoever, unquote, and anything that you might ask. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Same power, same authority that Jesus had when he was here on earth is now in his name. He told us, and whatsoever you shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it to you. Amen. The name of Jesus. Then we went on to chapter 4, living in an attitude of prayer. Prayer, with so many of us, is simply a form of selfishness. Remember that? Asking for something for ourselves. Not thinking about our pastor, not thinking about our church, not thinking about the world. Amen? Not thinking about God and God's purpose and God's plan. Amen? For many of us, prayer is selfish. That and nothing more. That's all we ever think about. From such an attitude, Mr. Bounds say, we need to pray to be delivered. Amen? Amen. This is why Jesus gave us the model prayer. And I like the one in Matthew 6, 9 through 13. And, you know, and when we pray, your will be done in earth. You know, you're saying God's will. Your will be done in earth as it is in heaven. It's not all about me. Amen? And then chapter 5, we talked about the energy. That's that power. The ability or mental strength that allows you to do things. This is not a praying age, Mr. Bounds said. It is an age of great activity. People busy, 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 busy. Even in the church, busy, 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 busy. They'll do everything but pray. Amen. Isn't that something? Prayer is to be learned. Prayer and a holy life are one. Leadership must teach the new converts to pray. They must teach them to pray. You know, people think that when you're born again, you automatically know how to pray. No, you do not. You must be taught how to pray. None but praying leaders can have praying followers. If your leader is not praying, the followers are not going to be praying. We're so excited here at Word of Life Christian Center right now because Apostle has been leading prayer. Oh, my God. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. He's been leading prayer. And then we said the praying pulpit begets praying pews. Y'all remember that? Yeah. Leadership. And I'm not talking about just pastors. I'm talking about fivefold ministry. The fivefold, we got to pray. Talking about leaders over departments, got to pray. You know, if you are a leader over the security and you're not praying, you know, how are you going to lead those people? You know, like when they come to you and tell you they don't want parkway, I told them to park. What you going to tell them? Go hit them? I don't know. I mean, you got to pray, 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 pray for patience, pray for, you know, wisdom and understanding. All right. And then our last chapter, before chapter 10 was persistence in prayer, chapter 6. And we looked at Luke 18, verses 1 through 8. And that's where the woman went to the judge. Remember, the unjust judge, and say, avenge me of my adversaries. And there were a couple of points that we made here that she didn't go to the adversary at all. She went straight to the judge. Amen. And she presented her petition to the judge. And then we found that word importunity, which also means just persistence or perseverance. It means a persistent demand. Mr. Bounds says, without persistence, prayers may go unanswered. Our whole being must be in our praying, spirit, soul, and body. Amen? Amen. So, in other words, that's what we, these are the things that we looked at. Mr. Bounds told us these things. We also looked at this semester the baptism in the Holy Spirit and the importance of praying in tongues. We talked about how to help someone or assist someone to receive the baptism in the Holy Spirit. Has anybody done that? All right, okay. And I had one of the online students. You know, she was witnessing to somebody, ran into a little difficulty because the person was so resistant, but I think she handled it very well. And I just told her, you know, just go back and read up on it again. And as the Lord leads, you know, go back again. Amen. Amen. And, you know, I gave you all some of the benefits and the principles of speaking in other tongues. We're not going to go over that. But just to rehearse. And don't forget operating from the courts of heaven. Mm-hmm. Hebrews 12:22-24 gives you some intercessor voices that are there to assist you in your prayer. Amen? Amen. Amen. The courts of heaven. You've learned, don't go to the battlefield first. Go to the courts first. Get you a judgment. Get you a decision. Get you a verdict. And then you're ready to go to the battlefield. Y'all understand that? Okay, yeah. Okay, all right. Then in chapter 10, I'm just going to go over a couple of the what I call the PowerPoints again, because we went over it so quickly last week. I thought this was real, real good, because a lot of times we're not getting results in our prayer, and we wonder why we're not getting the results. And it's because we're not praying according to God's, I don't want to say rules, original plan. God's original plan for praying. You know, we may not be praying in the name of Jesus. Amen. We might be talking to Jesus, just to Jesus, not in Jesus' name. Jesus, help me. You know, I don't know if y'all have ever gone through something. And you say, oh, Jesus. Yeah, well, that's good. There's nothing wrong with that. Amen. Thank you. But Jesus says, and in that day, talking about the day when he goes back to the Father, you shall ask me nothing. Don't ask me a thing. He said, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will do it for you. Amen. So we are to pray to the Father, but in the name of Jesus. Okay? You got to understand that. Amen. So this whole chapter was, I guess it was aimed at showing us some of the pitfalls in our prayer. You know, Mr. Bounds was talking about if you're in a hurry, you know, and we're all guilty of some of this at some point, all of us, okay? You're in a hurry, you're going to pray on the run, you know. Can't pray on the run. You can do it, but how effective is it? You know what I'm saying? We've done it, but it's not effective. And so we say, well, my prayer is not working. Well, there's a reason. You know, you need that quality time. You need to get to the point that you esteem prayer. You understand, like I told you, you understand that you are having a conversation with the Most High God. And once you begin to understand that, then your attitude towards prayer is changed. It becomes different. And I'm sure I shared with y'all that when I came here, I did not know how to pray. I knew Our Father prayer, and I knew how to bless everybody. But that's as far as I knew. But then I began to learn how to pray here at Word of Life Christians. Well, not here, but in the old sanctuary. But I remember I would close my eyes. And you know the scripture that says, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. I would see myself entering in. I would praise him. And I'm just one of those people, and I tell this to my family all the time, always find something to praise God for or to thank God for. I don't care what's going on. You know, we had a lot of losses in our family. And I can remember going to one of the funerals, and I was saying, I got to find something to thank God for. I got to find something to praise Him for. Well, I had a lot. Thank you that they were born again. Thank you, Lord, I see them again. And I just went on and on and on and on. And it was just amazing what comfort I received, how God was able to comfort me, because I was able to praise Him even in the midst of that. And that is what He wants us to do in every situation. Find something to thank him for. You know, I've heard an apostle say, you know, if your left arm is injured, well, thank God that the right one is working. Amen. if it's the hand and the foot doing good, just, you know, always find something to thank him for. Amen. Amen. Okay. So in chapter 10, you know, we talked about these hurry up prayers. We talked about our relationship. If we don't spend time in prayer, our relationship with God is going to decline. Amen. You know, and this is when we get into that trouble. The old author, he would talk about temptation. I think he had a whole chapter on temptation. And if you're not praying, then you're not going to be able to resist temptation like talking about it. Amen. I found that out. I found that out. You know, you often wonder, how do Christians fall? You know, they're not spending quality time with God. They're not praying like they ought to, because it's the Spirit and the Word. They will always let you know. Don't and help you. The Spirit is there to help you to resist the temptation. First of all, to be able to identify it, and then to be able to resist it. Amen. Amen. Okay, so we gotta pray. Otherwise, we're gonna have this decline in our lives and in our relationship with God. Our duties often become pressing and absorbing, and they crowd out prayer. We get so busy. We let everything else crowd out prayer. Mr. Bounds used the word, he says, let's see. I have to read the whole. Our duties often become pressing and absorbing and crowd out prayer. If an inquest or inquiry could be secured on this dire spiritual calamity, the coroner's verdict, in many cases of dead praying, would be, guess what? Choked to death. That's how they died. They choked to death. Amen. In Acts chapter 6, verses 1 through 4, we see that the apostles understood how important it was to spend time in prayer. It says here, but we will give ourselves continually to prayer and the ministry of the word. The apostles in Acts chapter 6 put prayer first. Amen. And the ministry of the word. And this, okay, according to Mr. Bounds, this was the first thing with them, and the ministry of the word derived its efficiency and life from prayer. Everything came from prayer because they gave it first place. The process of hindering prayer by crowding it out is simple and goes in stages, one after the other. I talked about the hurried prayer. Prayer no longer commands respect or brings any benefit. Look at that. It has fallen out of esteem, out of heart, out of the habits, out of the life. When one ceases to pray, Mr. Bound says, he ceases to live spiritually. You have no spiritual life if you're not praying. Remember, we talked about prayer is supernatural. Remember that? It's supernatural. There's no arriving at a high state of grace without much praying. And there is no staying in those high places or altitudes without great praying. You know, we pray to get there, but you got to keep praying to stay there. Otherwise, you'll fall right back. Amen? Amen. The only way to preserve our praying from being hindered is to regard prayer at its true and high value. We must esteem prayer as Daniel did. In Daniel chapter 6, verse 10, says, Daniel kneeled upon his knees 3 times a day. And prayed and gave thanks before his God, as he did aforetime. We are to set a high value on praying, as Daniel did. That value must be above prestige, must be above honor, leisure, leisure, wealth, or life. And again, you know, I shared with you one of Satan's wiliest tricks is to destroy the best by the good. Okay, it sounds like a riddle there. But what it is, see, prayer is the best. And he will destroy prayer with everything else. And Mr. Bowen says, like business and other duties are good, but we are so filled with these that they crowd out and destroy the best, meaning prayer. Amen. So watch out for that. Be on guard for that. Everything is going to try to stop you from praying. Step back. Look at it. Like I said, you've got to get up 30 minutes earlier. Or you might want to start with 15 minutes earlier. Then get up 15 minutes earlier and pray. Amen. Let's see. There was something else. If you read the chapter, you won't have any problems with the exam. The exam comes from chapter 10. A holy life is the only preparation for prayer. We have learned that the gracious results secured by prayer are generally proportional to the effort we put forth in removing the hindrances that obstruct our soul's high communion with God. In other words, the more time you spend in prayer, the bigger going to be your results. You know, if you spend little time in prayer, don't expect big results. Amen. Okay, but if you spend that time, then you have a right to expect the big results in prayer. Prayer is a rare gift, not a popular, ready gift. Prayer is not the fruit of natural talents. Rather, it is the product of faith, of holiness, of deeply spiritual character. Oh, I had a little note here on the side. I was trying to read out what I said. Mr. Bowen says prayer is a gift. And I'm asking you, what are you doing with your gift? It's a gift. What are you doing with it? Okay. I thought that was pretty good myself. The spirit of prayer should rule our spirits and our conduct. It is what we are outside of prayer that gives victory or brings defeat. And then he gives us a whole lot of statements. He says we must bless God with praying lives if we want to have God's blessing in the prayer closet. We must do God's will in our lives if we want to have God's ear in the prayer closet. We must listen to God's voice in public if we want God to listen to our voice in private. Men would pray better, Mr. Baum said, if they lived better. You can't live, but I think I said that, a raggedy life and expect to have a strong prayer life. Why? Do you know why? It's because your confidence, you know, all you're going to be thinking about when you kneel down to pray is what you did or didn't do. Amen. And so if you're living to the best of your ability, to the standards of God, then when you kneel to pray, then you don't have no skeletons in your closet to be worried about. You know, you can just go to God, you know, confidently. But always remember now, the Bible tells us that God is greater than our heart. If our heart condemn us, he's greater than that. Amen. Remember that, heart and soul. Talking about your mind and your emotions and your will. That's what's condemning you. Amen? Amen. And we can do something with that. We can cast all of that down. Amen. Amen. Bad living leads inevitably to bad praying. Amen. Prayer of repentance is acceptable, but repentance means to quit doing wrong and learn to do well. Always aim your prayer. So much of our praying is without an objective or an aim. And then he gives us the two evils. He says one of them is, is it not asking or asking the wrong way? And Mr. Bowen says he thought that the greater was wrong asking. We're not asking the right way. All right. 1 John 3:22, hint, 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 hint. Whatsoever we ask, we receive of him because we keep his commandments. There you go. If you keep his commandments, see, that's where that confidence is going to come in. And do those things that are pleasing in his sight. 1 John 3:22. And then James 4:3. Ye ask and receive not because ye ask amiss, that ye may consume it upon your lust. Okay. Oh, the prayer habit is a good habit, Mr. Bounds says, but prayer done only by force of habit is a very bad habit. Isn't that something? Y'all understand that? If you're just doing it because it's a habit, or just doing it, just coming to prayer meeting out of habit because your pastor told you to, then it's not a good habit. Amen? It's a bad habit. Amen. Turn in your Bibles to Acts chapter 2, verse 42, and we're going to pray. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We give you praise and honor and glory. We bless your name. 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 Online students, Acts 2, verse 42. And remember, when you're praying, excuse me, you always want to find a scripture. Amen. Y'all going to have to read. Ready? Let's read.
And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship and in breaking of bread and in prayer.
Amen. And they continued steadfastly. See that? In the apostles' doctrine. Apostles' doctrine is nothing but the word. Amen? Amen. Turn over to Acts chapter 5, verse 12. Let's read.
By the hands of the apostles were many signs and wonders brought among the people, and they were all with one accord in Solomon's court.
Amen. One accord. Amen. Glory to God. Let's stand up. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Father, we just give you praise and honor and glory, Lord God. You are so good, Father. You are so good. Oh, how we love you, Father. How we adore you, Lord God. How we thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Now, Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus, we do acknowledge you. We do invite you. We do welcome you. We ask you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ to help us. Glory, glory, glory. Help us to pray. Yes, Lord. Glory to God. And they continued steadfastly. You're here in the apostles' doctrine, Lord. You're here, Lord God. And in fellowship, Lord. Glory to God. And in breaking of bread. And in prayers, glory, hallelujah, thank you, Lord. Oh, you're here, yes, signs. Hallelujah, wonders, Lord. Glory to God. Thank you for them, Lord. Oh, Rabba Rabba. Thank you for unity, Lord. Glory to God. Thank you for oneness, Lord. Oh, Rabba. Oh, do. Yes, Lord God. The body of Christ everywhere, Lord. Oh, lo mokoshinde. Yes, Lord. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. So no no da da bakaha. So no no da da bakaha. Oh la 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 bakasha kanda da makaha ya. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Oh, Lord, Moko Shakaya. We thank you. Glory to God, we thank you. Oh, Lord God, glory to God. Oh, lo moho shanda rabakaha. Mama nderebedede. Alalala kinda rabaha. You hear, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Shoma mama baka shakaya. Shoma mama baba kashaka nada mahaya. Mama nderebedeya. Hallelujah for our apostle, Lord. Glory. We're so thankful, Lord God, for this apostolic anointing, Lord. Oh, my. Glory to God. Thank you. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Shalalala mayasa. Shalalala morala kindene mehe. Ololo moko shakandana mahaya yehi, Lord God. We give you all the honor, Lord. We give you all the glory, Lord. We give you all the praise for it, Lord God. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, rabba baba baha shata ta 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 nda rabba kaha. Oh my, glory to God. Oh yes, Lord, open our eyes, Lord. Open our ears, Lord. Glory. Hallelujah, Lord God. Touch our hearts, Father. We thank you. Oh, glory to God. We thank you. Shalalala mokonda na mayasaya. Olalala mokonda na mayasi. Amanda rebedeha. Oh, lololo boko shanda na makahaya. Alolonda rebedede. Rebedede bakanda na moyosolo lokonda na bakaha. Yes, Lord God. And by the hands of the apostles, Lord. Glory to God. Yes, Lord. Were many signs and wonders wrought among the people, Lord. Glory to God. And they were all with one accord, Father. Thank you. Lord, and they continue steadfastly. Hallelujah. In the apostles' doctrine and fellowship and in breaking of bread. Hallelujah. And in prayers, Lord. Thank you. Oh, la 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 maya sala la kinda rabakaya. Oh, Ramababa here, Lord God. Oh, la 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 maya saya. We give you all the honor, Lord. We give you all the glory. We give you all the praise, all the blessing, all the thanksgiving, Lord God. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Y'all be blessed and have a very blessed Christmas. Amen.